Quixote Gallery in downtown Chattanooga is a black-owned business that houses art, hosts music, and offers creative programs to the public. On Saturday, starting at 2 p.m., the gallery will open a photography exhibit titled The Four Seasons, with a reception that will feature a dance installation. Artists Keila Jackson Harris and Jody Harris are the creative couple behind Quixote Gallery. Keila, Jody, thanks for joining us.
Thank you,
Ray. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Tell us more about The Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons is a photography exhibit that we will present. The opening reception is on this upcoming Saturday, April 10th, and it is from the emerging photographer, Tiana Brown. Tiana Brown is an emerging artist, and she is now tapping into her passion for photography. She's taken pictures for years, and she is just really now just blossoming and stepping out into her own photographic voice. She is a UTC grad. She graduated class of 2002. Her exhibit displays nature's beauty in seasonal focus, and she really does a beautiful job of capturing the essence of each season with all of her shots.
How did she connect with you? You connect with her.
With Tiana, she is a very close friend of the gallery and more of a family member to me. I've known her since second grade. We actually journeyed through second through 12th grade, and then we were roommates over at UTC for all 4 years. And she was a bridesmaid in our wedding. And so this is an exciting piece of history for her, but for us as well, because we are really just encouraging her to step out into this unknown. But this pivot into her passion has given her a newfound sense of creativity. And she's really excited. As we've told people, we're also going to accompany her exhibit with a site-specific dance installation from local Chattanooga dance professionals. We are really, really blessed. We're excited. We have several pieces curated by Louis Marin Howard. Our dancers are Jesse Faircloth, Abigail Boyer, Margaret Sykes, Crystal Newson. And then we also have original compositions from local educator and musician Michael Marin Howard. So really, with her exhibit, with these very, very awesome dance pieces, we're hoping to just offer a very unique experience on Saturday.
And you have been offering experiences like this from the beginning there at the gallery, including and especially during this pandemic, including and especially just these past few months.
Yeah. And we appreciate you for highlighting that. We appreciate our MLK community and the community at large for just embracing us during this time. As we've said several times, we really just genuinely desire to connect people. We're in a space and time where connection is very valuable. And I don't think that people have truly understood the value of it until now.
And Jody, this is just as important now as it was before the pandemic and will be beyond.
Yes. Yes. It has been a healthy outlet, you know, for people to focus on in the midst of everything going on, you know, like you said, with the pandemic. So for us to be able to provide, you know, some form of entertainment, you know, visual distraction in a healthy way has been fulfilling in itself. You know, so we feel that's been part of our art mission. Our mission purpose overall with the gallery is to fill the void, you know, the need that people have needed, you know, something to believe in during these times, you know, with social unrest and the pandemic and government issues, you know, all that everyday stuff that we've seen in the news. You know, we have provided a good outlet, a good healthy distraction with the art, with the music, you know, the photography, the dance, you know, everything we've did here. So this is just another extension of that, that I hope people, you know, check out and appreciate.
What have you and Keila been hearing from your fellow creatives these past few weeks?
A lot of encouraging things, you know, a lot of positive, affirming things, a lot of affirmations, you know, from other creatives as far as what we're doing is needed, you know, it's an opportunity for artists of all disciplines and backgrounds to have a platform to share the work. So the response and things that we've been hearing for other artists and creatives has been immensely positive. And that's been a motivating factor in doing this, you know, that co-sign from other creators that, hey, y'all are doing something positive has been fuel, much needed fuel for us to keep going. You know, even when doing financial roller coasters, you know, as far as running business and an entity and all that kind of stuff, and the ups, the downs, the victories, the losses, through all of that, what we're hearing has been a good solid anchor in, hey, we're doing something right, we're doing something good, we're making a positive contribution to society using the arts. So that's something that we've been hearing. It's been echoed, you know, across many voices, you know, creative community, the political community just got in on it, and various circles. So yeah, that's generally what we've been hearing, that we're doing something good by furthering the arts here at Quixote Gallery.
The positivity can fuel and does fuel more art. And I have to ask, what creative works are each of you up to now or turning around in your mind's eye?
Yay. Well, I know that we've discussed this, but the EPB mural is just now starting. I started priming on Monday of this week. And so it's really exciting with the actual project in motion now. It's going to be partially stressful, but nevertheless, very, very exciting to see how everything will come together and to see the reactions of the finished product from the community just celebrating this MLK district. So I know for me, that is a main project that I'm working on. And I do have some things in the mix with WTCI and other partners in the area, but the EPB project is number one on my priority right now.
As far as me, I just partnered up with Three Bridges Apparel, which is a local apparel company here in Chattanooga that features the work of artists, and they put it on different apparel items and home decor. So I just entered a venture with them that will be launching officially next week. My own line of, it's called Afro Folk, and it'll be my own line of designs under the Three Bridges Apparel brand. So it'll be t-shirts, hats, bandanas, socks, glasses, visors, cup holders, anything you can think of with an image can be printed on. That's what Three Bridges Apparel does. And it's based out of here in Chattanooga. So I just entered a thing with them. That's one of my big things that I'm working on. And also, outside of doing visual art, I'm also a poet and a performance artist. So I've been performing with a band called the Super Friends Band. We just did a show last week at Stone Cup Coffee. We did a Bandwidth Live with Sound Corps back in February. We have a couple of other performances coming up. And we just released a live version of our CD from the Bandwidth performance via Soundcore and WTS Media. Those are two big projects I've been working on, the t-shirt line with Three Bridges Apparel and the music aspect of, you know, the band and the poetry and all that kind of stuff, along with doing, you know, my regular art, the paintings and the prints and the sculpture and all that stuff here at the gallery. So those are some of the big things that we are working on personally, along with pushing the Quixote brand and what we're doing at the gallery, the live streams, exhibits, discussions, lectures, so on and so on, community events.
And to keep up on all that you're doing at the gallery, where can people go online?
Well, they may visit us at www.quixote.com, and that's K-E-E-O-D-Y. And they can always visit us via social. Instagram is at Quixote Art. Facebook is Quixote Gallery. And we really do welcome everyone to check us out and come take virtual tours if they are still being extra responsible and safe. But they can find our information at those outlets.
All right. Keila, Jody, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your day.